With state orders against large public gatherings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, religious leaders have had to adapt and innovate how they hold services during Passover and Easter. While most places of worship around the Ohio Valley are complying, a few have defied such orders. Liam Niemeyer has a look at how religious leaders in Western Kentucky are handling Holy Week amid the pandemic.
Pathway Baptist Church and Pastor Mike Donald are trying something a bit different.
Let me just say this. Well, go ahead, honk your horns. I don't know. What do you want to do?
Because of coronavirus, their church in rural Marshall County, Kentucky, had the past few Sunday services at Calvert Drive-In, one of the few drive-in movie theaters still left in Kentucky.
It's a little different today. So how many of you have your animals with you? Let me see. Honk your horns. Good glory. All right, how many are in house slippers? You didn't put regular shoes on today. You got your house slippers on.
For Donald, it just made sense.
It's always about being innovative, and going to church at a drive-in is an innovative idea.
And on Easter, he's having his church members bring their own bread and juice for communion in their cars. It's one of several ways religious leaders in Kentucky have adapted their services. Passover started April 8th. Ori Ballou is a pulpit chair at Temple Israel in Paducah.
And so our whole history of the Jewish people is one of adaptation. So we adapt.
She says her congregation of about 70 people were able to live stream online the traditional Seder feast while enjoying food at home.
So just because there's a physical distance doesn't mean that there has to be a social distance.
Some places of worship in the area have defied state and local warnings against in-person services, and some have paid a price. Hopkins County, with fewer than 46,000 people, has had one of the highest rates of coronavirus deaths and infections in Kentucky. And Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear earlier this month said many of those cases are tied to a church revival service. County Judge Executive Jack Whitfield has been pleading against in-person church services and other public gatherings, but he says churches are also the heart and soul of West Kentucky.
And I understand, you know, from the governor's comment that we're looking at church, but we're looking at birthday parties or funerals or weddings or every other place that people congregate.
And he gets what churchgoers are feeling. He misses his Baptist church, too.
Shake hands, hug, talk to one another. And that is, you know, that's what I miss most about having that in-person service. It's just that personal interaction.
Governor Beshear initially asked churches to not hold in-person services on March 11th. And First United Methodist Church pastor Jeffrey Rudy in Murray canceled in-person service for that Sunday, but it was difficult at first.
I was hesitant at first. I'm like, I don't want to call off service. But, you know, the more that unfolded, we realized the wisdom of that.
Rudy says in retrospect, the decision is an obvious choice. Yet one church in Murray had services that Sunday, and local health officials say that led to the county's first positive case. And Murray has a history of defiance during a pandemic. A preacher was jailed during the 1918 Spanish flu for refusing to close his church. Rudy says he doesn't want to assume the reasons for why some church leaders are still considering in-person Easter services.
I just wish that they would know that faith does not keep us immune to illness.
Rudy, meanwhile, will help give his Easter service virtually. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.